Hasselbeck gets the snap. He's going to go long, deep down the middle of the field, and it's intercepted by A.J. Boye, and the Texans are going to do it! They're going to finally beat the Colts in Indianapolis!
Last Sunday, that was A.J. Boye picking off that pass from Matt Hasselbeck, and it was so off course, he could have, you know, waved for a fair catch. It was almost like an arm punt. Welcome back to Texans Extra Points. Drew Doherty, DP Sidhu, and Chris Myers. And how about the Romeo Crennel defense and what they've done? We talk about, you know, over the last seven games, but really what they've done this season on third down, getting turnovers, and doing what they've done to keep the Texans' season alive.
Yes, they rank first in the league. I thought I'd give you a little bit of pause for dramatic effect. The Texans defense ranks first in the NFL in third down stops. And we really saw a lot of that last week against Indianapolis, because that first half against Indy, the Colts offense had the ball in the Houston territory three out of those five times. The final time, it was right around midfield when the Texans had missed that field goal. And to be able to hold Indianapolis to just a field goal and a touchdown heading to the second half, I thought was a great example of complementary football, because the offense had a slow start, but the defense kept them in the game. I mean, the game was right there in reach at halftime, and then the second half, the defense played lights out, kept them scoreless, and really brought it all together with those final two drives ending in turnovers for the Colts.
Yeah, and Chris, let's think about the final seven possessions that the Texans defense was on the field. Punt, 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 forced fumble, interception. That does wonders for the offense, does it not?
It does, and to see the changes that are made after a couple early drives when the Colts were able to kind of get some points on the board and then completely shut the Colts down. I just can't say enough about the job that Romeo Crennel and Vrabel and the rest of the defensive staff have done with the young players on defense. A guy like Benardrick McKinney. Mm-hmm. Early in the season, he was having some issues in terms of, I don't want to say the mental approach to the game, but thinking too much and as opposed to reacting as a football player. But once he was able to kind of get enough experience under him and dealt with his injury situation and came back, he's been lights out. Him and Andre Howell, I mean, just the young players on his team that are making contributions, and major ones at that, is huge.
You bring up the young players, and I'm not going to call this guy old because I think that would be disrespectful, but Jonathan Joseph, he went to his first Pro Bowl the same year you went to your first Pro Bowl. Jonathan Joseph in 2015 has been, complete that sentence.
Lights out. I can't say enough. Obviously, any cornerback's going to give up some plays here and there, but the great ones come back from that and just lock you down the rest of the game. I mean, and their confidence doesn't get wavered by that. I think that for him to be able to do this in a room full of younger DBs and be able to show that leadership role and play on a consistent basis at that age is huge.
DB, his leadership, as Chris just mentioned, is just, you can't, it's priceless if you have to put a dollar amount on it, right?
Yeah, it's critical to this defense. And the fact that he's been able to play every single game this season, and we saw that four-game stretch where Kareem was out, Jonathan Joseph was in there, and one of those games was Cincinnati where he picked off Andy Dalton, which seems to be a nice little habit that J.J. has when he plays against the Bengals. But it was nice to see Jonathan Joseph having the season he's having. This is his 10th year in the league, and for him to continue playing at a high level like this, I asked Romeo Crennel about him once. I said, who does he remind you of? And he said he reminds him of Ty Law, because just his presence in the locker room, his presence on the field, like Chris said, the leadership skills that he brings to the table for the younger DBs, it's really invaluable what he brings.
Yeah, and if I bring up Jonathan Joseph, I also need to bring up another veteran impact in Brian Cushing, because you remember 2011, he was the team MVP.
Yep.
He's playing more like that guy than the guy we saw the last few seasons coming off knee surgery.
He is. For him to have to deal with those two knee surgeries, those back-to-back seasons, and kind of the next season after that, it's kind of more him feeling his way out throughout the year. And he's fully back to where he wanted to be physically, mentally, in the scheme. I think it's great for him. And him to be able to kind of have, you know, Benardrick right next to him, and him be able to kind of, like, talk to him throughout the plays, and they feed off of each other throughout the span of a game. If you can just watch them on the defensive side of the ball as opposed to following the football all the time and watch their communication before a play, it's pretty awesome to watch.
Yeah, it's a fun 1-2 punch that you bring up. All right, we still got a lot to get into, but first, John Harris has your fantasy update.
Welcome to FanDuel Formula, everybody. It's fantasy football playoff, or maybe even Super Bowl time, and I got some waiver wire pickups and some good value plays for you. Let's start in Kansas City with Sharkhandrick West, running back that's replaced Jamal Charles against Cleveland's run defense. This is really good value at $6,700. Sharkhandrick, even if you can't say it, pick him up. It'll be great value for you. Now let's go to Detroit wide receiver Golden Tate. Yeah, I've given you Golden Tate a couple of times this year. Maybe it didn't pan out, but against San Francisco in the dome up at Ford Field, I like Golden Tate at at $6,700. And how about a tight end? I don't go tight ends a lot. Austin Seferian Jenkins. Tampa Bay returns home to face Chicago. Chicago gives up a lot of points. Austin Seferian Jenkins had a touchdown last weekend against the Rams. He could get you one or maybe two this week against the Chicago Bears at home. There are your FanDuel Formula value plays of the week. We'll be right back after this.